You're very welcome back to Horizons. I'm in conversation with Dominican priest Gregory Carl. So looking across the country, Father Gregory, where have you people and where are you busiest?
At present we have two novices in the novitiate in Cork and we have 13 students and three deacons. So we have three deacons ordained this year, please God, in July. So anywhere we still are, we're still very busy because, thank God, people are coming to the church. We had wonderful congregations at Holy Cross and Holy Week and Easter. We had confessions all right through Holy Week, you know, the early part of the week, just in the afternoons, on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday. So all the time our confessions are busy. We're not a parish church, so we do other things in a sense. You know, maybe, say, our ministry in the sacrament of reconciliation, confession is probably a very important one because a lot of the diocesan priests just don't have the time for it. They know they can only do it in small periods of time because you get to hear all the different Kerry accents in the confessional. So I would be very hopeful those who are in church want to be in church. When I was growing up, and even in my teen years, we'd full churches at home in the parish, you know, but you often wondered, looking back, how many were there because they didn't want to be talked about.
Very
social,
good point.
Social pressures, they know. And I often said, you know, the last Mass was 11 o'clock in those days, so the first of them were leaving before the last of them had arrived, you know. You'd see it on the altar, you know, so it was served on the altar right up to the weekend before I entered. So I think those who are coming to church want to be at church, they know. And maybe that'll strengthen faith, maybe smaller numbers, but maybe stronger faith.
And Father Gregory, what have you found most challenging over the years? You've had a fine life of ministry.
Over the years, I've worked a lot with Marriage Encounter. Couples often say to me, why were there bigger numbers attending weekends back in the 70s, say? Why were younger couples so involved in presenting weekends? And I said, if you think back, there were very few couples where both were working. But economic necessity means now, in almost all cases, that both have to work. So weekends are sacrosanct then for family because you're bringing kids here, there and everywhere for their clubs and their dancing and whatever. You know, you're trying to do the washing. You're trying to organise the food for the coming week. So they don't have that same freedom maybe that there was in the past, you know. A new town like Tala in those days, you know, loneliness, you know, because wives that had been there, maybe they'd moved from Ballymun, their family were inside in the centre city, you know, they were left with kids, you know, the husband's out of work. And in other cases, there was, you know, maybe salaries weren't that great, you know, there was money shortages until we got schools up and running. You know, even getting kids into school, you know, even shops. People were opening little shops in their own houses. Because it was years later that the town centre, the square, was built and they started, you know, county council office and things like that, you know.
Father Gregory, some music. Cat Stevens, The Wind.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once, no, never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I've swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 never. I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never.
So, Father Gregory, do you see 800 more years of the Dominicans?
I hope so. I won't be around to see it, but I hope so. It will be 800 years here in Tralee, apart from 2 years outside the town. We came in 1243, so on, say 2043. And I said to somebody the other day, one of the, in the community, I said, well, probably we won't be around to celebrate. We won't have to worry about organising the celebration.
Who knows?
No, the church is the Lord's church, and it's gone through a lot over the centuries. That's why I believe it'll survive until he decides it's time to call us all home. And I suppose it'll be the same with Dominican life, you know, or any life. I know some of the orders struggle for vocations. We've been very blessed that way, you know. When somebody is showing an interest, you can bring them to a formation house and they can see young people. Where if they go to some of the orders and they sort of say, you know, they haven't had somebody for maybe 20, 30 years.
They don't have other peers. Yeah, they're not seeing that. Yeah, whereas in the Dominicans, they are seeing other young people.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, Father Gregory, you ended up in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to let go of that power and control, or how do you feel about authority and that sort of stuff?
I suppose when you're a prior, when you're elected a prior or appointed a prior, you know it's for 3 years and maximum six, so you know you're going to move on, and you're not at that stage, you don't know where you're going to end up. It's, as they say, you know, be good to the people on the way up, because you're going to meet the same people on the way down. So I suppose when I was finishing as provincial, I'd been, you know, over the whole province, you know, because of COVID, instead of doing 8 years, I did 9 years. I suppose at that stage, I was sort of saying, what's it going to be like? But it didn't last very long, because my successor then asked me, I finished in 31st of July, midnight 31st of July. And by the 7th of October, I had been appointed superior here in Tralee, which I wasn't expecting.
And this is your first time in Kerry?
Yes, first time stationed in Kerry, yeah.
How are you liking Kerry?
Love it. Of it. But I've said to people, anywhere I've been, you know from my story, I've moved around, I've always been happy, because I think that's up to myself and my own attitude to life and getting to know people and letting people get to know you, you know.
So you're liking Tralee?
Liking Tralee.
Where to next?
God only knows. I finish as prior, it's a 3-year term, so I finish in October this year. I'm eligible. This is the first term to be reappointed for a second term. That'd be up to the provincial to decide, or you might want to move me somewhere else.
Maybe back to Dublin again. Who knows?
Who knows?
But you're okay with whatever, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's part of the life, and I'm used to it. I've moved quite a lot. Some people go to a house, they're assigned, then, and for whatever reason, they end up spending a long time there, maybe spend their whole, all of their life there, where because of the various positions I've been put into or elected to, I move around a good bit, you know. So I just accept it. It's not easy. It's not easy, because everywhere you go, you make friends.
As you get older, would you not find it more difficult?
Oh, sure. Even the thoughts of just packing up again and moving, you know. So I said to the people one day, I said, whether I stay on as prior or not, I said, I'm retiring in Tralee as I've done moving.
Can be difficult as you're getting older, moving, all right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you're open to whatever possibilities.
Yeah. There are two types of priors. If you have a community of six assigned to the house, you can elect your superior prior. If it's less than six, then it's an appointment. And also, you have to have a certain number to be a full priory. So when I was appointed, there wasn't six in the community, so it was an appointment of the provincial. But in many of the places, in say, Drogheda, Tallaght, Domnick Street, Arima, I was elected because the communities were quite big in all those places, you know, at the time.
It's a very structured
system, you know. So when you start, whether you're appointed, whether you're elected, you know, it's for 3 years. If they don't like you, they ain't going to re-elect you.
And 3 years is plenty. Plenty to be in that kind of position anyway. But the moving, I'd find hard, you know, especially as we get older, it's hard.
Sure. As I said to, I think it was Father Ty, we were talking on St. Patrick's Day, and I was sort of saying, you know, when we look in the mirror, it's the same young person in the mirror. We forget that we're getting old. I remember when I went back to Tallaght prior, looking down the church, and said, God, they got very old looking since I was here last, which was 3 or 4 years ago. And then one day I said to myself, and they're saying, look at your man, he had hair the last time he was here, with dark hair.
Father Gregory Carroll, thank you very much for chatting to me about the Dominicans and about your life in general. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you, Mary.
Thank you very much for joining me, Mary Fagan, in conversation with Dominican Gregory Carroll this morning. Just a thought for the coming week is from Mary Casey. Till next Sunday morning, when my special guest is Francis Kennedy. Have a very good week.